I feel. I know you're the one, so please, please, please come on. I know you're gonna keep the lead. You're gonna dance with me and me, no fear. I wanna see you dance. You're gonna follow me, please don't let me alone. Make up your mind, I'm not the kind who's gonna use a phone. Let's go.
Everybody! It's a party!
Thank you. do a thing, just trying to live. All these other cars. Not making it easy out here. I think chat might also be broken. I don't know. I don't even know if you can hear. I don't even know. I don't know what's going on.
Peninsula, yeah. Oh, I know something about my right, all right, I don't know, sex, a horse, a fire, the fireplace, outer space,
signal dying out just as someone emptied out the playlist. For a while there, it felt like we had all truly been set free. Says that's an epic fail. I hear that and just go like, man, no, come on. make you feel. Oh.
Theme for the new movie,
kind of, you know, just a more modern take. Kids from the movie Floss to this. I think it's going to be great on the big screen. Let me see that ass. McLaren in the driveway, left that Beamer in the past. I'm a Ghostbuster. Ghostbuster. Yeah, shawty, I'm a Ghostbuster. Ghostbuster. Yeah, if a nigga pull up on me, then you know I'ma shoot. If she battle, if she bad, then you know I'ma shoot. I'm gonna get that loot. I'm gonna get that loot. Call your friends at Uber, yeah, I drive a two.
Cocaine speaking.
Oh, hello.
I can make you do anything for me.
Okay, well.
This is cocaine speaking. I can make you do anything for me. This is cocaine speaking. This is cocaine speaking. I can make you do anything for me.
I'm a phony virgin. I'm off on that virgin. Vegan lifestyle. Always eating salads. Playing Fortnite.
Trombone in the bum sack. You what? Ready? When I find you, you will regret it. I have the pump, but don't sweat it. 7 damage? Okay. I don't play. This shit gay. But next time I play, I'll do the same. This shit gay. Ooh. 7, 7, 7, 7, 7, 7 damage. Okay.
Oh, what? That was the end of that. I didn't skip that. That was the end of it. This is where that ended.
Get your hands in the air. Get the fuck right side.
wasn't enough. I needed a fucking master artist like Maroon fucking 5 to take it on.
Mirándote, tengo que bailar contigo hoy. Vi que tu mirada ya estaba llamándome. Muéstrame el camino.
I'm a baby. I don't even know if I'm under a tree or in a hospital or what. I'm just so glad to be here.
Well, I'm a baby too.
Have it your own way. I don't want to fight about it.
What, are you scared?
Yes, I am. I'm a little scared. I'll tell you why. See, I don't know if I'm a boy or a girl yet.
What's that got to do with it?
Well, if you're a boy and I'm a girl, you can beat me up. You think I want to lose a tooth my first day alive?
What's a tooth?
Search me. I'm just born. I'm a baby. I don't know nothing yet.
You think you're a girl?
I don't know. I might be. I think I am. I've never been anything before. Let me see. Let me take a little look around. Cute feet, small, dainty. Yep. I'm a girl. That's it. Girl time.
What do you think I am?
You? That's easy. You're a boy.
You sure?
Of course I'm sure. I'm alive already 4 or 5 minutes, right? I haven't been wrong yet.
Gee, I don't feel like a boy.
That's because you can't see yourself.
Why? What do I look like?
Bald. You're bald, fella. Bald. You're bald as a ping pong ball. Are you bald?
So?
Boys are bald and girls have hair.
Are you sure?
Of course I'm sure. Who's bald, your mother or your father?
My father.
I rest my case.
You're bald too.
You're kidding.
No, I'm not.
Don't look.
Why?
Oh, a bald girl. Yuck. Disgusting.
Maybe you're a boy and I'm a girl.
There you go again. I told you I'm a girl. I know it. I'm a girl and you're a boy.
I think you're wrong.
I'm never wrong. What about shaving?
What about it?
You just shaved, right?
Wrong.
Exactly. And you know why? Because everyone's born with a clean shave. It's just that girls keep theirs and boys don't.
So what does that prove?
Tomorrow morning, the one that needs a shave, he's a boy.
Well, I can't wait until tomorrow morning.
See, that proves it. Girls are patient. Boys are impatient.
Yeah? What else?
Can you keep a secret?
Absolutely.
There you go. Boys keep secrets, girls don't.
Go on.
Are you afraid of mice?
No.
I am. I'm terrified of them. I hate them. Squeak, squeak, squeak. What do you want to be when you grow up?
A fireman.
What did I tell you?
How about you?
A cocktail waitress. Does that prove anything to you?
You must be right.
I told you I'm always right. You're a boy and I'm the girl.
I guess so. Oh, wait. Here comes the nurse to change our diapers.
About time, too. I have never been so uncomfortable in my life.
Hey. Look at that.
What?
You see that? I am a girl. And you're a boy.
Hey, it sure looks like it.
What do you think of that?
I can't understand it.
Well, it sure goes to show you.
What?
You can't judge a book by its cover.
What does that mean?
How should I know? I'm only a baby.
So am I. Goo.
Goo.
Pow!
I'm not at my best. I've been gone for a week. I've been drunk since I left.
Nope.
Lesson one, enjoying the mental challenge of golf.
Great, okay.
This first session explores the mental challenge of golf, specifically what it is and how you can learn to enjoy it.
Huh.
Golf is a challenging game for at least four reasons. First, it's an untimed game, so you must be prepared to stay out for as long as it takes to complete the course or match.
Man, fuck that.
Second, the slow pace of the game and the stop-start nature of play means that there is a lot of empty time available where you're
drinking
rather than playing.
No, where I'm drinking rather than playing.
In fact, researchers have found that in a typical 3.5-hour round of golf, only 10 to 20 minutes is actually spent hitting the ball. In other words, ball contact time occupies less than 10% of the total round time in golf. Therefore, at least 90% of the time you spend on the course is devoted to other activities like walking, planning, worrying, regretting, getting distracted, becoming nervous, or even making excuses in advance. But amazingly, few players ever train
their minds
to deal with the 90% of the time they're not hitting balls. Instead, all their practice is directed at the 10% of ball contact time. This means that they're not addressing the greatest mental challenge of golf, to learn how to concentrate on one shot at a time. If you can learn to concentrate on one shot at a time, then golf becomes not a long walk spoiled, but a series of contests which test your ability to play the ball accurately towards the target. A good way to describe this process is
bullshit.
Walk, focus, hit.
Utter bullshit.
Walk, focus on the task at hand, and then play your shot. Walk, focus, hit is what it's all about. A third reason why golf is tough mentally is because you're on your own when you play a course. There are usually no teammates, substitutes, or coaches available to help if things go wrong. Finally, we must remember that a golfer is not only a participant in, but an observer of the game. Therefore, it's easy to be psyched out or put off by what a fellow player says or does during a game. Indeed, gamesmanship, or the tactic of trying to distract an opponent without actually breaking the rules, is well known in golf. To illustrate, consider how some players use timely comments. Have you ever noticed how difficult it is to play well after someone says to you, "You must have great hands because your setup is all wrong"? Psychologically, a remark like this upsets us because it makes us conscious of actions, such as the way we grip our club or the way we set up for a shot, which are so highly practiced that they're automatic. And when suddenly we become conscious of a skill that was previously automatic, it begins to unravel and we make mistakes. Little wonder then that we should ignore such comments on the golf course, however well intended. At this point, let's summarize what we've learned so far. Golf is demanding mentally because it's an untimed, discontinuous, and individual game whose scoring system punishes any lapses in concentration. Therefore,
also,
as a golfer,
you're probably
your biggest
fucked
mental
up on
challenge
mushrooms.
Is to learn to concentrate on only one shot at a time, to play the ball
That's
without
hard.
Thinking about yourself or the score. By seeing each shot as a separate contest, you will develop task consciousness, not result consciousness, worrying about the score, or self-consciousness, worrying about who's watching you. Research suggests that in order to play golf consistently well, you need at least two qualities apart from your technical skills. First, you must have the right attitude, which is best summed up by the phrase, "I enjoy the challenge of every shot I play." Interestingly, it's this attitude of loving the challenge of each shot which separates mentally tough players in golf from less successful performers. Whereas winners enjoy the challenge of pitting their skills against the course, losers hate the possibility that things might go wrong. To illustrate the mind of a winner, take the case of Jack Nicklaus.
Jack Nicklaus.
If he ever got nervous or felt like giving up when he played badly, he said, "Sure, I get nervous, but that's the fun of it. To put yourself in the position of being nervous, being excited. I never look on it as pressure. I look on it as fun and excitement. That's why you're doing it." But to be successful, you need something more than the ability to enjoy the challenge of golf. Specifically, you must have a set of practical psychological strategies which you can use to help you deal with different situations on the course. In the remainder of this recording, you will learn 7 mental techniques in golf.
Great. Well, I'm looking forward to learning the 7 mental techniques of golf. I assume 4 of them are drinking. I don't know. I'm here. Everyone have a good day. I'll see you later.